move for now to continue with our cholera update series in collaboration with the World Health Organization. So this week we are focusing on managing cholera, by you yourself or a loved one who is basically affected. So particularly, we look at the oral rehydration solution.
Yes, to help understand this essential recovery process, we have Dombola Gift Anna, who is a case management officer at the World Health Organization. Good morning, Gift, and welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you. Good morning, colleagues.
Yes, so first, you could help us understand what we are talking about. But before you get to that, what is the importance of rehydrating when you start getting symptoms of
and what
cholera?
Is, what is even rehydration? It sounds more medical.
Okay, before I start, let me introduce myself. As of course you have said, my name is Gift Dombola. I work with WHO in cholera response, supported by ECHO, which is European Commission Humanitarian Aid. I work as a case management officer who deals directly with the patient, right away from the community to the health facility and back to the community, mm-hmm. ensuring that no one dies because of cholera, because cholera is preventable. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, cholera is an infectious disease which is presented by profuse diarrhea and vomiting. And that's why the patient loses a lot of fluid. And if these fluids are not replaced in time, surely within 4 to 24 hours, a person can die, which is so dangerous. So that's why WHO, Minister of Health, and partners come together to respond, to ensure that everyone has got access to ORIs through ORPs, so that we should avert this death. Nobody should die. We can prevent cholera. So when we talk of ORPs, what are these ORPs? You know, ORPs are the first point of entry at a community level where somebody can get ORIs. So ORIs is simply a solution that matches with the body fluids and used to rehydrate a patient who has severe dehydrated from cholera.
Okay, so I understand what ORS mm-hmm. is. What mm-hmm. is ORPs?
ORPs is oral rehydration point. It's a point of entry at a community level mm-hmm. where you can get ORS.
Mm-hmm. Which is the solution.
Which is the solution.
Okay, so mm-hmm. there's the ready-made solution, mm-hmm. and then there's the one you can make on your own. Can mm-hmm. you differentiate that and explain?
Yes, so the already-made solution is the one which comes like in form of a sachet, a powder, mm-hmm. where you need to get water that is clean water. Or in short, if you don't have clean and safe water, use the water you use for drinking, the one you use at home for drinking. Use that water. Then if you take that 1 liter of water you use for drinking, mix it with a sachet of ORIS, then you make a solution. That solution, mix it very well, then take it within at least 12 hours at a room temperature, or 24 hours if you have a fridge, you mm-hmm. can refrigerate it.
And what is inside that sachet? What is the composition mm-hmm. of that powder?
So there are some mineral salts. As I've said, there are some salts which is equal or matches with the body fluid. And then there's another one which you can do at a household level using local available resources. It's just sugar and water. It works the same if you have no access to these sachets which has got some mineral salts in it. Mm. So you use sugar and water and the salt. You get a half teaspoon of salt and 6 teaspoons of sugar. You mix it, it's the same in a 1 liter. Mix it very well, stir it very well. After that, it's ready to drink. Mm.
Can you explain why it is important mm-hmm. to do this mm-hmm. once you have those symptoms? Why is it important before mm-hmm. you even go to get some treatment?
Yes, exactly. That's the fact. It is very important because, you know, as I've said, cholera is an infectious disease which causes severe dehydration. You diarrhea, you vomit, and your body loses fluids. So it's important for you to replace those fluids which you lose so that when going to the facility, you shouldn't be severely dehydrated to prevent death. Mm. Because if you go to the hospital when severe dehydrated, even the medical personnel, they will not have access to your lines, your IV lines, to your
veins.
Yes, veins, so that they can put the IV line for you to be dehydrated. So it is important to be taking those ORIs on your way to the hospital. For me, I call ORPs more like a stage where you wait for a bus, and you don't wait for a single stage for more than 4 hours. So when you are at an ORP, make sure you are that ORP within 4 hours taking your ORIs. If you feel you are not getting better within 4 hours, it is good to leave that ORP and go to the facility. Obviously, it means the ORP is not working. But within 4 hours, if you are feeling better, you are good to go home. They will give you extra ORIs for you to continue taking at home.
Now, I want to ask this question. Talk about the ORS, okay, and because you actually want to replace the water you are losing in your body. What about drinking the ordinary water that is not mixed with salt and sugar?
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it makes. If there's nothing else, you don't have sugar, you don't have salt, you just have plain water, take it. As long as you replace some fluid, it will still help. Take it than just saying that I don't have water, I don't have ORS, I don't have salt, I don't have sugar, then I stay. Take the plain water as you are going to the fast. It will still make a difference.
All right. Yeah. Now, what about for people who are recovering from cholera? You've had treatment. Do you still need to keep taking this oral rehydration?
Yes. After recovery, until you reach a stage that you don't have more diarrhea, no more vomiting, you are okay. Then you could say, now I've recovered. But you still continue. If you are feeling weak, you are still diarrheaing once in a while, continue taking ORS.
Yes. Is it just ORS or just fluid? I mean, drinking anything that will help you replace the fluid you're losing from your body. Some people will choose to do the juice, okay? It is fluid in nature, and maybe other liquids as well.
Yeah, if you have all the ORS, you have, you have juice, you have water.
Or porridge?
You have porridge. The first option is ORS, because there are some amino salts in it. And combine it with the porridge, okay? Because the moment you lose water, you're also losing energy. You need to replace that energy. But in scenarios where you don't have ORS, you don't have water, you have juice available, as long as it is not all that sugary, at least you can use that to replace your fluids. So in scenarios where you don't have anything, you just have juice, you can still use it.
Yeah, you tell us, are there some mistakes people at home normally make in the process of preparing the oral rehydration solution locally?
Yes, there are. In fact, not even preparing oral rehydration salts, but they use alcohol, this local alcohol. They say, I don't know the local name here now, but they use it to say, let me kill the virus using this local strong beer, which is wrong. You can't kill the virus. What you do is you want to replace the fluids you are losing. So the virus gets out on its own. The moment you are vomiting, you are diarrheaing, you are shedding off the toxins. So your duty is to replace the fluids which are being shed off when you are vomiting, or you have been going out when you are vomiting and diarrheaing. So you are not supposed to drink beer to say, no, let me kill this virus inside of you. You cannot. You cannot. If anything, if somebody is severely dehydrated, the only thing you can use is probably add some antibiotics, which you get at the hospital. Not killing the virus with the local blood beer. No, it won't work.
Yes. Some families will try to be very economical in terms of the amount of water or the volume of water they would want to use to prepare this ORS. They might get a sacket of the ORS from a shop, but then they will want to use a huge quantity or a huge volume of water to prepare this. How about that?
No, that one, it will not help. The best way is at least to have 1 liter of water, which is if you get these bottles of soft juice, like 500 mils, 2 bottles of that, you measure that. Or if you get the 300 mils one, you measure 3 of them. At least use a good quantity, 1 liter of water. Remember also, there are two types of ORI sachets. There are some you use 500 mils. So before making the solution or diluting, make sure you read the instructions so that they match with the amount of water you are using to make a solution.
So in a day, how many times must I take or receive at all I'm losing fluid from my body?
Now that depends on the age or the weight of a person. If the person is under 1 year of age, we say 75 mils per kg. Okay, so you need to take according to weight, okay, or age. That one depends on now age and weight. You don't just take it. If you are over 10 years, at least 2,000 mils you have to take per day, at least, or as much as you can take. But that one now goes with a weight, as I said, and age.
So is it possible that, would it be dangerous to take too much of this?
Obviously. That's why we are going now age and weight. If you take in excess, it's also dangerous. If you take little, it's also dangerous. You are under rehydrating yourself. If you take more, you are over rehydrating yourself. Yeah. So that's why now it comes 75 mils per kg. For ORS, you have to take it at least within 4 hours. You reassess, how am I feeling? If you are to ORP, people will assess you every 1 hour. Then after 4 hours, if you get better, you are ready to be discharged.
All right. Thank you so much. Now let's look at how WHO is supporting the availability and knowledge of oral rehydration to communities.
WHO is using implementing partners. He provides with the resources to mount ORPs. Those resources has got all the necessary equipment, the buckets, the ORIS, the spoon, whatever, the gowns, whatever you needed for you to mount an ORP. So they work through partners. They are implementing partners. For example, Heatherlink, Israel Aid, any partner who comes to say, I'm ready to support this cholera response, WHO is ready to give them supplies.
Right. Thank you so much. Now, just as we conclude, how can a listener get more information or assistance if they suspect someone has cholera or need help in finding the nearest oral rehydration point?
Normally, in a community, when there's cholera, we do community sensitization, specifically in the locations where there are these ORPs. So the community should be able to know that ORPs are in this place. If they are not, they are far, you go to a health facility. You can also get ORS in the shops, okay? You can get in the shops, local or drug stores. You can get them. They are everywhere.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Dumbala Gift. Thank you for this really crucial information. What's your final message to the listener?
My final message would be, please, when you have signs and symptoms of cholera, like diarrhea and vomiting, or diarrhea without vomiting, please try your best to go to the nearest ORP or for health facility. Start taking ORS as you are going to the facility. Don't wait until the symptoms come out of hand or you become severely dehydrated before you access ORS. Because you are going to save life.
All right. Shukran.